4. Adjusters and human personality. The higher forms of intelligent intercommunication between human beings are greatly helped by the indwelling adjusters. Animals do have fellow feelings, but they do not communicate concepts to each other. They can express emotions but not ideas and ideals. Neither do men of animal origin experience a high type of intellectual intercourse or spiritual communion with their fellows until the thought adjusters have been bestowed, albeit, when such evolutionary creatures develop speech, they are on the high road to receiving adjusters. Animals do, in a crude way, communicate with each other, but there is little or no personality in such primitive contact. Adjusters are not personality. They are propersonal beings. But they do hail from the source of personality, and their presence does augment the qualitative manifestations of human personality, especially is this true if the adjuster has had previous experience. The type of adjuster has much to do with the potential for expression of the human personality. On down through the ages, many of the great intellectual and spiritual leaders of Urantia have exerted their influence chiefly because of the superiority and previous experience of their indwelling adjusters. The indwelling adjusters have in no small measure cooperated with other spiritual influences in transforming and humanizing the descendants of the primitive men of olden ages. If the adjusters indwelling the minds of the inhabitants of Urantia were to be withdrawn, the world would slowly return to many of the scenes and practices of the men of primitive times. The divine monitors are one of the real potentials of advancing civilization. I have observed a thought adjuster indwelling a mind on Urantia who has, according to the records on Uversa, indwelt 15 minds previously in Urvontan. We do not know whether this monitor has had similar experiences in other super universes, but I suspect so. This is a marvelous adjuster and one of the most useful and potent forces on Urantia during this present age. What others have lost, in that they refused to survive, this human being, and your whole world, now gains. From him who has not survival qualities, shall be taken away even that experienced adjuster which he now has, while to him who has survival prospects, shall be given even the pre-experienced adjuster of a slothful deserter. In a sense, the adjusters may be fostering a certain degree of planetary cross-fertilization in the domains of truth, beauty, and goodness. But they are seldom given two indwelling experiences on the same planet. There is no adjuster now serving on Urantia who has been on this world previously. I know whereof I speak since we have their numbers and records in the archives of Uversa.